Secretary Kobach says Kansas county governments have to maintain the lists and try to contact the would-be voters. Kobach says the change will lighten the load on counties and save taxpayer money currently used trying to contact the people.
There are some that have been on the list for over 2 years, even going on 3 years. And many of those people, we did a sample of them and looked at them, many people have actually moved away.
League of Women Voters of Kansas co-president Marge Ahrens says the change won't fix the underlying issue. She says they use the list of suspended voters to help find people who might need help completing their registrations.
Taking them off the list without any requirement that the list be maintained really is a threat to all of those people who said they wanted to register to vote.
The Secretary of State's office is currently accepting comments on the proposal by email. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.